104.7 The Cave, Mike the Intern. Of course, today is draft day. Big day for the Kansas City Chiefs. Who are we picking for our future? I have one person to thank for my love of the Kansas City Chiefs, and that is my father, Bart. He got me into the Chiefs. It also created the way I watched the game by screaming and yelling at the TV and being way overpassionate about that team. Dad, thank you so much for that. I was told once by a person that the second biggest day for Kansas City Chiefs fans is draft day. Dad, how do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, man. I got all my Chiefs red on. I'm taking the day off, and I'm going to park myself in a bar and watch the draft. All day long.
Oh, come on. So, obviously, you're being sarcastic. What is the second biggest day as far as a Chiefs fan for you? Obviously, opening day, the first day of the regular season is a huge day. What would be the second biggest day for you?
Oh, the playoffs.
If we make it. So then,
when we make it.
When we make the playoffs. That's
when we make the playoffs and kick the Steelers' butt.
Spoken like a true Chiefs fan. So obviously, draft day is big, but when you have the 27th pick in round one, it's not looking too great.
It's a long way.
It's one of those things that I think we all know as Chiefs fans that we've dealt with for a long time, that we do good enough to where we always get bad picks, but we never do bad enough to where we get the first pick.
That's true. We're like a farm club. We got to go out and get the junior college players play on our team.
And most of the time, train them, coach them, then they leave us.
That's well. If we get a good player, they leave us. But we get the old has-beens come in and give us a few years of some entertainment.
Again, spoken like a true jaded Kansas City Chiefs fan.